This is a podcast from the British Council's Going Global 2013.
I'm going to start off by inviting our panellists today and introducing our panellists. My name is Helen Sylvester. I'm the British Council's Director of Education for wider Europe, including Turkey. That's 16 countries in all, east and south of Europe. And I'm going to be chairing this session today, but also speaking at the end of the session. I would like to introduce our panellists. We have Professor Dr. Gökhan Çetinsaya, who is President of the Turkish Higher Education Council. We have Dr. Arman Eduan, who is advisor to the Higher Education Council. And we have Professor Hasan Mandal, who is Vice-Rector of Sabancı University. I'd like to start off by welcoming Professor Çetinsaya to take the floor.
Thank you. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, if we were to talk about higher education two decades ago, most probably we wouldn't be referring to globalization so much in our analysis. However, now, globalization process, which transforms the society into a network society through information flow and interdependence all around the world, is on our agenda with regard to opportunities and threats it brought up. Globalization, as we all know, is very much shaped with the help of communication and computer technology and sides with open market economy, free circulation, and cultural diversity. As the individuals and cultures witnessing 21st century, it is certain that we are faced with new risks and threats which are globally true. Pollution, epidemics, crime, terror are just the other side of the coin. Globalization, which is a unique experience for all involved, has been criticized by many people on account of the threat it presents to our nations and societies. It is treated as an issue which should be opposed for the sake of nation states. This protest is being fed by the understanding that globalization is something we are exposed, not benefit from, cannot be contributed